And then you also have people like Jay-Z. They accept their award for Dr. Dre. And then he announces, you know, even though Beyonce is the most decorated Grammy Award winner at 32, 84 nominations.
She's only 32 years old?
No, 32 Grammys.
Oh, okay.
She has 32 Grammys?
32 Grammys.
That's a lot.
But she never won Album of the Year. You're still fat. So.
It's your thing. It's your thing.
Yeah, so. Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges. Is he lower, maybe, than me?
Yes, it's like a completely, it's like.
It's like we should see some nips, right?
This one is higher. This camera is higher than this camera.
Yeah.
So you need me to drop this?
But it can't go any lower because of the
monitor.
So
then that means you got to put up.
This one higher?
Does it matter? Do any of you care? Do any of you care?
Oh,
you know what? Just post, fix it in post. So if
fix it in post. Fix it in post.
I go by headroom when I.
May the circle. You Black History Month.
Oh, no. He likes it.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, you would think MLK would have been in Black History Month, but they put it in January. I wonder why.
He was the only black man to be early.
Oh. He liked that one.
That joke would kill in 1986, probably. That would probably.
Some, yeah.
He was early. It's a compliment.
I think it did kill in 1960.
Oh.
Right. You know, what I like about that story.
Why wasn't it in March?
What I like about the story of MLK. The crazy thing about the MLK assassination is that right after, they were afraid that there was going to be a riot in Boston, so they invited James Brown to do a free concert. So people wouldn't riot. It was an amazing story that they have a documentary on. But yeah, like literally, that's how powerful he was. And then later, Nixon, they made James Brown an official funk ambassador. The funk ambassador, basically. And
so it's like one of these Berkeley alumni PhD giveaways when they give you your free doctorate.
You know, remember they gave Bill Cosby one and they took it back?
Oh, they took it back? Berkeley took it back?
Yeah, when he had that scandal, they took it back.
What scandal?
Oh.
How is William? How is his son?
Not great. Not great.
Is he still hosting the Playboy Jazz Festival?
You mean Theo? He won a Grammy.
There you go. Well, we might as well get into it. This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I am there, Brian Sturges. When I did that, I had something come in and flew inside and has landed on the back of my throat.
You saw that Lou Rawls video out there?
I did. Hold on. I'm doing an intro. I'm Brian Sturges. You can follow me at Brian Sturges, BrianSturges.com. You follow Cliff Beach, check Cliff Beach Music. You follow, you're allowed to cough too, and Timothy Hall, hack. Both music. Yeah, you get it.
Music.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yay!
Yes. Even that was too long.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Yeah, the Grammys. We all want to talk about Grammys.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see back where you start that. To see.
Oh yeah. Where this all begins.
Where if you're going to keep that top in or not.
Oh, we'll see.
Oh, I love keeping the top in, and the bottom.
Oh, the whole package.
Now we're talking.
Right now is.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
You know when you see like discount mushrooms at a Ralph's?
Isn't this a mushroom?
You need to see a doctor.
It is. Bum, 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 bum.
It's not, but listen, it's Grammy, and you're wearing your ironic shirt that says MTV. I hear griddle. I hear griddle.
The M is for Montgomery.
That back when they used to have music on television.
Well, you know, and they also created some of the earliest reality television too with The Real World.
What was the first video on MTV?
Video killed the radio star.
And what was the name of the band?
Forgettable.
It's played B. Percussion.
It starts with a B.
Boston.
No, it was like the Bungles or something.
The Bungles.
The Bangles?
It was the Bungles. Yes.
It wasn't the Bangles.
The Bungles.
I think it was Bungles.
The Bangles.
It was a great version by Pamplemousse of a cover.
Not the football team, but a nonprofit.
Which means great.
The Tiger King lady.
Hey, no, hey, so Grammys
did
happened.
They ever find that?
Oh, go ahead.
You actually.
Find who? The
I
Tiger,
guess we'll circle
the
back
Tiger King?
Grammy?
Oh, I don't know if they found the Tiger Lady.
Yeah.
Tiger.
Many people found a Grammy. See what we're doing? It weaves in and out. I'm like Susan B. Anthony. I'm making a flag.
People complain about different things about the
Buggles.
Show. But let me tell you what went well.
What are you talking about? The Grammys?
Yeah. I'll tell you things
Did
that
you
went
watch?
Well. I saw the highlights.
Were you in bed naked watching the Grammys?
I just looked up who won. I didn't actually watch the full thing. Because I like to just see the highlights when they say this performance is good.
You don't want to watch the performances?
Yeah. Well, you know, 90% of it happens before the TV anyway. That happened on Grammy.com. I hopped in there because someone I knew won. And I saw that pre-ceremony. The ceremony is like only the major, major awards, which is like nine.
The Taylor Swift Awards.
Oh, yes, of course. She has a new album. She is now the ambassador for Broken Hearts, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
Poets. But it was
society.
Female dominated, as you know.
Oh, yeah. Did Olivia Rodrigo win anything?
I didn't see that on the list. I don't think so.
What about Oscar Mayer Wiener?
Oh.
Yeah, how'd he do?
My Bologna has a first name. No one cares.
Todd. T-O-double-D.
But no, so it was. There were some firsts and there were some milestones. Miley Cyrus won her first Grammy.
She's never won a Grammy before?
Oh. And she has now that.
Oh, she's won like hair. CMAs maybe.
Yeah, she's won some CMAs. Okay. Well, you know, the thing is like.
No offense to the CMAs.
The thing that she has working for her, whether you like her music or not, she actually does have talent.
Yep.
She came from Disney as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Her father was also a star.
Yep.
Her mentor was Dolly Parton.
Those are pretty good.
You knew a Grammy was coming at some point, most likely for her.
I didn't really ever think about it once, but I guess to some people.
Now there were some other milestones that happened that night. One is Joni Mitchell won her 10th Grammy at 81.
That's pretty good.
She's got 10, and how many you got?
I'm working on it.
He's working on 10.
The girl, Tyla, who won the first African Music Performance Grammy, since that's a new category. Michelle Ndegachella won a new Grammy for alternative jazz, which is a new category.
Mm-hmm.
And then the group Sage, with Jacob Collier, won Best Arrangement.
Homosexual
and
I knew
and interviewed.
Yeah,
I interviewed the person from that group, Sarah Gazarek. So I congratulated her. She was great. What else was some great? Oh, Tracy Chapman had a resurgence with Fast Car.
Mm-hmm. Number one song on US iTunes.
Yeah, after 36 years since its release.
Pretty
good. And she used to run Lilith Fair, you know, back
in
the day.
The first single songwriter to have a number one hit on country music charts.
Oh,
so she's done.
That's something.
There's probably
kind of
a smoother way to give that information out, which didn't make me sound like a bigot while trying to actually provide information in the conversation.
So it's nice, and the beauty of her performance was that it was him joining her, not the other way around.
Right.
Even though he popularized the song, she did.
I mean, it was popular when she did it.
Right. No, I'm saying, but he brought a resurgence to it.
Right.
But he didn't do it in a way where she was joining him. They really let her have her moment that he was joining her.
Her version is still better.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it was originally not that fast car.
It was like a medium.
It was just
medium NASCAR.
Now that'd be some licensing. Yeah. That's what you'd hear now.
Yeah.
But I saw a great critique about the Grammys by Lucas Flood. I don't know if you know him, but he produces a show at Hotel Cafe. He also has like the Flood Report that comes out every week of different things. But he basically went on this rant. And what he said was, now we're at a point where people have to have a lot of followers. And it's like, well, to get followers like them, I have to do what they did. But there was a point before where everybody was unique. We used to praise and applaud you being different. And now we want you to be exactly like somebody else, which is the shift in the industry. And then you also have people like Jay-Z. They accept their award for Dr. Dre. And then he announces, you know, even though Beyonce is the most decorated Grammy Award winner at 84 nominations.
She's only 32 years old?
No, 32 Grammys.
Oh, okay.
She has 32 Grammys?
32 Grammys.
That's a lot.
But she never won Album of the Year. You're still fat. So,
it's your thing. It's your thing.
Yeah. So, anyway, everybody always gets up, Kanye, Dre, you know, whoever. And he's like, Beyonce never won Album of the Year. Shame on the Academy. But it's not the Academy.
That's no way to win.
It's not the Academy. It's the voters. Like, people vote.
But do you?
I vote.
Do you think the Academy's voting is like the U.S. voting, where it's just kind of believe?
No, I mean, technically, the way it works, it's sealed by Deloitte or one of those companies, so they don't see it until it comes out. It's all under lock and key. Yes, there's lobbying and politics and stuff, but it's like Grammys. I mean, she's won a bunch. She never won Album of the Year, but
hey, I lost the keys. I don't know where they are. The Grammys are going live. Oh, no. I don't know where the keys are. They're all in this Wells Fargo chest. It was my attempt.
I mean, they have to tell
a comedy. That's much like it. Right,
well, I was gonna say, you ever see when they when they have Stevie do it? When they have Stevie Wonder present? And
oh, we may have a Stevie Wonder TikTok.
Oh, nice.
We
might as
well show now. Is a
well, they let him present, and he's always making jokes of like he can't see the teleprompter, that kind of thing. You know, so they must.
I don't get.
So they must tell him who it is if they don't have it in Braille, so he would know to announce the winner, so he knows before.
Is he a Braille reader?
So basically, he could put the edge on it.
He could. Yeah.
So maybe he's putting down money.
Oh, yeah. Betting money on the Grammys.
What he
does
is he takes off his one braid. You knew right where I was
but
going.
Taylor Swift.
And he goes to the thing and he's like, I'm not Stevie Wonder at all.
But Taylor Swift.
I like to put a braid.
Taylor Swift was the first, though, because she's the first person who's won Album of the Year 4 times.
Oh, yeah.
So before that, Stevie Wonder won 3, Frank Sinatra won 3, Paul Simon won 3, and Taylor Swift, who has 4.
You know what? I'm going to confess something. I've never listened to a Taylor Swift album.
I also have never listened.
That 89 album was pretty good.
Yeah.
But the thing is, she's a chameleon. So now I heard that this new album is R&B. Before, she was doing pop, and before that was country. So
well, I remember that embarrassing one where she's like, check this sick beat out, or whatever. Do you know that song? It was on the radio.
Yeah, it was around.
Check this sick beat.
Never heard of it.
It's weird.
Well, it's like you do what people like, but the crowd now has only listened to music up to a certain point. Like they don't know. Like when I was dating a younger person, like they had no idea about sampling and that these songs were just regurgitated of a regurgitation of the thing.
I only know like she's rhymes.
Yeah, she sent me a song by some girl. I don't remember the name. Rapper now. And then it was a cover of Mariah Carey, who's recovering the Tom Tom Club. So it was like, I just showed her the each version, how that became what she'd like now. And she's like, oh, I had no idea that this wasn't a real song. So, like before.
Oh,
like they made it for this beat or whatever. So,
and you're ready to do this funk kid album where it's like, hey, BC, DFG. Whatever, you know.
As long as it can be like
those
I said,
we'd pitch it. You'd pitch it, right?
As long as it can be like a Pointer Sisters pinball number count, Sesame Street, like
that's a good one.
With a vibe,
yeah.
You know, it's got it can't be dumbed down. It has to be legit funk for kids.
Now, I also had a friend.
Oh,
win a Grammy.
Oh,
do I take the third one now or do I save it for later? How many you got?
God. Who's the
so friend? Marcus? Ayoko, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, from the String Revolution.
Oh.
Right? Now.
Interesting.
I'm going to read it to make sure that I have the right, because it was best acoustic.
Oh.
So they won for Folsom Prison Blues. He's got the band, the String Revolution, won for best arrangement, instrumental, or a cappella, and it was featuring Tommy Emmanuel.
Oh,
and it was Folsom Prison
box.
Blues.
Did it also feature like a relative of Cash? Because I saw a Cash in there, like a Carter Cash, maybe her son.
His son sounds just like him.
I think he.
The other's name is Rodriguez, and
now I gotta
look it up.
Oh, you wanted to see the relative of Cash?
It's originated by Johnny Cash, and John Carter Cash was on that track. I was trying to.
John Carter Cash.
Yeah,
was on
John
the
Carter
district,
Cash was
Folsom
on
Prison
that
Blues?
Track. Yeah, and also won a Grammy too. So I was trying to see if maybe that's. Would kind of push
I don't even know why
the,
my name is on the show anymore. I don't really get it. I don't know anything.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Congratulations. Hold it up to camera. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Marcus, man. That's so cool.
Now, how do you know them?
Well, we worked together on some projects back in the day. That makes it sound like...
He looks familiar. Cuban?
No. He's one of those, like...
Or maybe Tommy Emmanuel is Cuban.
From the Indiana Jones movie.
Oh.
I don't want to say... I don't know. I don't want to say where he's from, but...
Indy.
But his genes... Like, he's like... He looks exactly like what he is. He's European, so he doesn't have, like, a massive amount of fat on his body.
Ah.
And wear, like, flannels he buys on Amazon, but he found a really big cut.
There you go.
He bought, like, 6
yep.
of the same shirt with just the different things.
Yeah.
He's like he eats fruit.
One of those.
He's one of these guys who will like meet you for coffee and have nice shoes on.
Oh, I mean? Yeah.
Anyways,
I know the type.
Very nice. If you, if for any reason you want to for your show, let me know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, but I have one condition. And since you'll never pay me any money for a referral fee.
You want a little booker?
I just, actually, that would be, oh my God. If you do interview him, let me know when you're done. Who are you texting?
I'm not texting
who,
him.
Who are you texting? No, I'm just
closing it down. Checking the weather.
Closing it down.
But why are you
texting?
I mean.
No, no, so I just
first you
vibrating.
Come in here,
it's
you talk
vibrating.
About whatever you want to talk about for 25 minutes. Then when you run out of steam, then you start checking your phone, and then you just leave me to hang.
No, no, I would love to connect with this person
but
at any interview.
If you do an interview, you have to say my full name.
I will.
You'll be like, oh. And we've been
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah,
that's, yeah,
that's how it is.
Yeah, Rumpelstiltskin.
I just want it. Or be like, oh, you might know him from BrianSturgis.com.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Mr.
You got to give
me
some shout out. Something
Brian like Sturgis is the only man I know that can turn children's tears into more children's tears.
into profits.
Multiply.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so.
That's exciting.
It
that
is.
You knew this person.
Well, I still
who
don't.
Won a Grammy.
Yeah. Okay, and
did you know this person that won a Grammy? Did you congratulate
you
him?
I did.
I wrote
him
back?
A message. And, you know, I gave him some compliments, and he was nice enough. And he sent, which I've noticed a lot of Europeans do, he replied with a voice message, a voice text. I've noticed this quite a bit.
Oh, motivere,
no, but he's like, hey, you know, thank you so much for blah, 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 blah.
But it was an actual audio message.
Yeah, because I've noticed this for my fancy pants, my friends who live on the other side of the lake.
Well, because he's probably better at English
everything.
And speaking
guitar,
than writing.
Musicianship.
Well, it's probably easier for him to speak to you than
to
write.
A woman. What is, I'm sorry.
It's probably easier for him to speak in English as a recording than type. Which is why they
what
do.
About talk to text?
Why is he? Oh.
They can talk to text.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying maybe that's why.
But I just think it's also efficient. And if I would say, it gives you a little bit more personal touch.
It does.
It does.
People
it
reply
nice.
To my text in voice, but
I'm
going to
start
it.
Doing that. It's going to be a new thing.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Those do go away. Kind of rapidly, though, don't they? Don't they disappear?
Well, I'm not going to be like, give you information. I don't think so.
Salutations, my good man, Brian Eugene Sturgis.
Besse. Eugene
good
Besse Sturgis.
Yep.
You might recognize me.
Aloysius Alopecia. Oh.
Hey, so we went to the Berkeley brunch.
Yes.
And I told Cliff Beach while we were in line having eggs why I didn't go last year.
Yes.
Cat came out of the bag. Because
wait, why didn't you go last year?
Because here's how it went last year. Because he was dating a almost a minor.
barely.
And
kind
of like
a
new
Kia, almost
shiny
a
Kia Sorento. He wanted to go like ooh. Show her off. So we
I
go
do know
to
the Sorento
Berkeley
method.
Speaking the rest. The rest.
Oh no, because at Berkeley my teacher was Charles Sorrento.
Oh.
From the cheese?
Yes.
The
heir of
the mozzarella guy?
Sargento.
Oh.
And mortadella.
Don't get the Tillamook.
A mortadella and a
listen, the Tillamook ice cream.
Ooh, Tillamook.
As a fat person. Listen to me. Tillamook ice cream, some of the best ice cream I've ever had, and members of my family concur.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Best I've ever had. But I tried the pizza. For namesake, not good.
Yes, Black History Month, Tillamook. Tillamook.
What?
They used to call black people mooks.
This is brought to you by Jeff
God.
And George
wait,
Washington Carver.
You never heard that?
What?
They used to call black people mooks.
I thought that was Italian.
Colors?
Well,
black.
No, I don't think. And restricted. Instantly yellow. Yellow.
That was lyrics from the musical Hairspray.
Oh, really?
A song called Color Spade.
Oh. Wow. What a derailment. What were we talking about?
You want to hear him again?
No. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Oops. I said it. Oh, no. I didn't mean to say it.
You always wanted to say it. You always wanted to say it.
I've never heard that.
I know.
I thought that was
just like the
middle
of
your wonder.
I've never heard it.
Do you have to beep what I'm saying? I've never heard this before.
Check it
now,
out.
Awesome, because I remember I didn't know about the shizzle of my. I didn't know that you.
Oh, the shizzle.
But I can't.
You've been
know,
saying nizzle?
No, you can't. Apparently.
You've been saying it?
Well, I didn't know you couldn't.
You were saying it all the time?
All, every
girl,
day.
All the time. Yeah, this nizzle, that nizzle.
Every day.
Here a nizzle, there a nizzle, everywhere a nizzle.
I was sending
nizzle?
So many voice messages. I was signing off, be like, congratulations on that Grammy. The shizzle of my.
You a crazy nizzle.
Et cetera.
Yeah. Et cetera.
Yeah, no, it's just a. a different way of saying it.
Huh.
We reclaimed those words. Just like we reclaimed all the good black foods.
What names?
Colonel Sanders stole those 13 spices from a black person.
Those spices existed before.
No.
That particular person.
No. White people don't season like that.
Damn it, he's got a point. Yeah. Damn it.
Salt and pepper, and that's basic. Sweet paprika, they didn't know about shit.
There's a sweet
paprika?
I load
them up.
And smoky.
I know there's a smoky.
Yeah.
You load up on the spices?
Oh, I do have.
But I will say this.
You have a good spice collection.
I will say this. Netflix, high on the hog. Netflix, high on the hog. I've been watching the documentary series about African-American food. I learned so many history things.
You really want to talk about black history. Is this important to you?
It's February.
Is it important to you?
Injera.
Did you want to? And why last time when we were playing the game didn't you say Winneka for that African country that existed?
I didn't know that country existed.
Well, I only know the
exit. I thought that was a street.
Wanda Sykes? What is it? It's all the stuff that's on clearance at Walmart. It was the black action.
Wicca?
It was Black Panthers.
Oh, Wakanda?
Wakanda.
That's not a real place.
Winneka.
That's not a real place.
It wasn't Winneka?
No.
Oh, I didn't watch it because I was like, who wants to go to a Michael's?
No. Right? Yeah. Wakanda forever, but that's not a real place. That's a mythical place.
Like Atlantis?
Do you think they have...
Someone took money because I bought a ticket from this guy on Craigslist.
Oh, no.
And he was like, it's cash only, but it's half off. And you get $2,500.
That's math.
Yeah.
But anyway, I recommend that show to you guys to watch. Just
Winneka?
No, High on the Hog.
Oh, it's really good. Like food
Is that the
stuff.
One where they were all motorcycle guys? Where it's like
No. It's just about food. It's about African
hogs. Old hogs.
But you learn like macaroni and cheese was invented by a slave, a black chef.
Really?
That was owned by Thomas Jefferson, who learned how to cook in France.
Right. That I have a fun fact.
And that's why I refer to it as Blackaroni and cheese.
Here we go. It's coming. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I love the next day when I use this computer to Google something and I see what is now with the algorithm of my...
Should I fill in some blanks while we...
No, it's a militant African nationalist movement formed among the Kikuyu.
So it's not.
But you have to see if it was a black slur.
I mean, yes, it's in the racial slur database,
which
I had to.
Would you go ahead?
I had to subscribe to it. So.
No, please don't.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I would have.
It says you bookmarked it already.
Oh, yeah. it's just referring to the Kenyan movement.
I've never heard of
so
it.
So
was it in the 60s?
50s.
Yeah, so maybe that's why when Hair was written in the 60s, it was still known from people from the 50s.
Hmm.
Y'all never heard that song. If you could put a little clip in, that would be great, but you can't. But
no.
But it's great. No. I'm a beta nigga.
I don't like musicals.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like them either.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say something else.
The Blues Brothers.
Can you also put a little bit of black boys, white boys in there? Black boys are delicious.
Bro, we need
chocolate flavored love. Licorice lips like candy. Right. Keep my daddy handy. I've got such
this
a sweet
sort of show is not good in this time period.
You mean during like?
Well, Hair, you know they
for
got
the
naked.
Last 4 years, nothing about this show.
Well, Hair, when they got naked,
really
that was like
backwards.
That was controversial for the times, and it was naked of mixed race people. You know, it was bohemian.
You can go
stuff.
And see your first BBC production of Hairspray.
Oh.
See those big cocks too.
Yeah.
The black
Hello. I watched.
As Margaret Thatcher said, I liked the black one.
There's an amazing. I don't know if you ever saw the animation cartoon for Cartoon Network, Adventure Time.
I agree. That's what they call it. Is it possible to do one episode without any sort of race or?
Yeah.
No, I'm guilty. I you know, but like the or sexuality. Could we do a clean episode? Is it possible to do a clean episode?
I mean, I could do it.
No, not one of these things
It'd
where we
boring.
Do 99% of a clean episode, and then you just start listing words again, and then it was.
Well, we can try it for the next episode. See.
Do you want it? Should we do a squeaky clean,
episode?
Squeaky clean.
Sure.
But meanwhile, what? What are some, so for this one, what are some white people slangs?
Yeah, let's get some white
Do black people
slangs.
People
there aren't
have
any good
secret
ones.
Words
no.
for white people? Like, look at that.
The devil?
Baloney or something.
White
no, there are no good ones.
White loaf. It's like Wonder Bread.
White
can.
Devil.
Yeah, Wonder
cracker.
Bread and cracker and those, but they're not good. First of all, everyone,
they don't hit very hard.
And everyone loves Wonder Bread and crackers. That's like
Yeah. I had crackers.
I don't like Wonder Bread that much.
But. Yeah, but no one's offended by that. Like, people would just laugh. They wouldn't care. It's like, there's nothing that cuts as deep. There's nothing that says, like, honky. That's past. No one uses that anymore.
I would like to bring it back. It's just George Jefferson.
Honky? Yeah. Well, see, the reverse racism was allowed. You could always do it. But it just doesn't hit. Doesn't hit the same.
Jefferson was redheaded.
Was he?
Yes.
He was meticulous about notes. He had so many slave documents.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. No, but I mean, he
loves slavery.
He calculated where the sun was all the time, and he created the closets, as we know now, with like Closet Genie, like how you could find your clothes easier and stuff. He was very meticulous.
Jefferson invented the Closet Genie.
He did.
Didn't he do the ShamWow too originally?
I think,
yeah. He did.
Remember that guy? He did the coke. He did some coke on a Southwest flight, and he hit his head, and he died.
Was that the ShamWow?
The
guy?
Billy. The Billy.
Billy
Betts.
Yeah, Billy Betts.
Billy, no, the guy with the beard. He was like, not the shame one, but the other guy.
Yeah, he was the other guy.
The Flex Seal?
No, OxyClean.
OxyClean, yeah, yeah.
Flex Seal?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. Sniffing glue? I've been there.
Now, I hit my head yesterday.
Oh.
Head in the back, and I thought about, it actually hurts right now, just touching it. Bob Saget. I was like, oh, is this how he died? You know when you like you hit your head? Like, I never thought of it before, but ever since the Bob Saget thing.
Wait, is that how Bob Saget died?
Yeah.
He just hit his head?
He fell back and hit his head and then went to sleep. And that was it. But like alone in the room.
Oh, that sucks.
What did you just say?
I guess we'll see it later. I missed it
too. Did I hear a hard T? What did I miss? What did you say?
A hard T?
You'll see it when it comes back.
If it's not cut out completely.
No. It's
good.
It's him.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Wait for it.
That's Stevie. So good. You got this, Stevie.
Some guy comes and just takes the microphone.
She should have kept him by her side.
People usually do. She screwed him.
She seems like somebody who would forget a blind man.
I've heard allegedly. About.
But their song catalogs, like, you know, she wrote all her songs. Those 30 number ones or whatever.
She had 30 number ones?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know any of them except for that one.
You do.
I Will Always Love You.
Butterfly.
That was somebody else.
That's Whitney Houston, right?
And that was written by Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Her version is actually pretty good.
Dolly Parton?
I think I like it better.
It was also in a movie.
Because it's a little more raw.
Yeah.
Whereas Whitney Houston's more polished and stuff. Oh, no.
What'd she say?
I believe... I'm not going to say what she
said.
I think
you want to play it. Play it one more time for the cheap seats.
What's she say?
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's what she said?
Yeah.
That's what she said. Hallelujah.
It says, no, it says, Heil Hitler. She says, it's Muslim memory, so she's an old German woman. Cheering.
Yeah.
And then they
get in trouble if they didn't.
Did
do
I just
it.
Say Heil Hitler?
You
so
did.
That's out there forever, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And it's isolatable.
What's Heil mean? Hello? Hello, Hitler. Is that what it means?
Hail.
It's like kind of like hail, I think.
Oh, hail Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just is like submitting to authority.
Oh.
He was secretly Jewish and secretly gay?
I don't know about that, but I know he was vegetarian and only had one ball. So.
The things you learn.
Facts? Yeah. I don't make anybody ornery.
Ow, ow, ow.
Oh. How did that even happen?
Those shoes are ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, she's at the stripper shop trying them on.
Oh,
is that what's happening?
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Got to work on the balance.
Not hitting your
face. We get a couple extra blacks in there for History Month.
Hey, yeah, black, blacken it up.
Okay.
Like a nice salmon, like a blackened salmon.
I think if we could hit a 1-3 punch.
Okay, this is probably not what he had in mind, but let's go ahead and play it.
What do you know?
That you're a musician. But that's why I'm interviewing you today, so I can get to know you.
So I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck that mean? Make magic or something? What is musician?
I think you're confusing that.
Yeah, I'm not no musician. Mm-hmm. I make music. I make music. And that's not all I do. I make music, I act. I'm a TV star too, a young mogul.
Uh-huh. Just really quick, I think you're confusing.
I'm not confusing nothing because you don't know. You thought that all I was a magician or whatever the fuck you said.
See, that's what I think you think I said.
No,
I said musician, magician.
I don't think, baby, I don't think. What is that? That's ghetto, I don't think.
Huh.
I know.
So you
think
I didn't say magician, Suki. I said musician. And I think you are a musician.
No, baby. I do music.
So you, just really quick, for the record, could you say you don't think you're a musician?
I'm not none of that.
But then after that, you just said I do music.
Yeah, I do music.
So, in other words, you're a musician.
No, I'm not.
Jesus.
Okay. Happy Black History Month. This is an... Okay, no.
That was good. I think that's...
Oh no, this is not good. This is not good.
Well, let the record show there are like 40 or 50 videos.
Now, I will say,
the clip was like only played.
Well, I will say,
but they're all bad.
With the other video, the thing that makes me queasy with certain black people, I don't know if it's like a thing where I don't know if it's like people are just on the offensive to attack.
Mm-hmm.
But she clearly had misunderstood. But the hubris of she wouldn't even contemplate that she could be wrong. She just wasn't hearing it because I think she was just assuming that this white person knew nothing about what she did. But it's like she was trying to prove it to the world and herself at the same time. Because she's like, well, I also do these things and this thing. But like, no one cares. Like, you don't have anything to prove. You're on here being interviewed for you. But I've met a lot of black women in my life that come immediately angry, whatever you said. And I don't know if that's just from systemic racism or something, but it's just like people come with a wall up, ready to attack immediately, no matter what is said to them from a non-black person, because they just expect something to pop off.
Now, I'm going to come from a different point of view. Okay, this is a different point of view. I think that that was a between two ferns situation.
I also agree a little bit that...
Because I think that lady's a comedian.
When I first saw it, it seemed a little... like the comedy red flags were going off. Because it's too... I think it may be
fake.
They
did a good job.
The question for both of you was anyone aroused during that? Because I was.
Well, she certainly had an interesting top happening.
She did. And her nails?
I don't like those.
Do you like these long pointy ones?
Yeah.
What could go wrong here?
Yep.
Oh! that was not what I was expecting. I was expecting them to just one to fall into the water, not the
entire
thing.
It's multiple things happening because
that's good.
They don't want to get their hair wet, and most of them can't swim.
Happy Black History Month! This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I am Brian Sturgis. That is Cliff Beach. This is Timothy Hall. And, we'll see you next Tuesday.